same thing with bee sting.
With what?
Bee sting.
Some people, I never did have nothing bother me much that way. I get bee stung, wolf stung, things like that. But I never pay much attention to it. A lot of them run to the hospital and get shot. You take Benadryl, pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's probably what they give you if you go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Used to, Dad chewed tobacco and he used to get a sting like that. He'd slap a piece of tobacco on him.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Do you have a bush around here called a shoemake?
Yeah. Yeah, that shoemake, and anywhere shoemake will grow, you can grow anything, they say.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of a laurel or rhododendron around here?
Any kind of what?
Laurel or rhododendron.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's called, some of it's called mountain laurel.
Laurel?
Laurel. L-A-U-R-E-L.
Oh, yeah, there's a few of them scattered around. I know, but had a word I never did hear called much.
Uh-huh.
I didn't pick it up too much.
I see. You were talking
about pertaining mostly to flowery places and things like that.
You were talking about insects a minute ago. You mentioned bees and wasps. Do you have any other insects around here?
Yeah,
to
yellow jackets and bumblebees and hornets.
You ever been stung by a hornet?
No.
I hear they're pretty rough.
Yeah, they are. They'll knock you down, they hit you from there. Had a mule in a yellow jacket jumped a log one time, knocked a piece of it off. Yellow jacket swarmed him. Thought I'd have to ride. You got to ride. That mule actually got away. I guess the best thing you get too many of them on you is getting water.
Yeah. Do you ever see these insects? Sometimes you see them at night, they're blinking on and off.
Yeah, that's what's called lightning bugs. Mm-hmm. You ever tried to catch them?
Oh yeah, caught them, put them in a bottle.
Yeah.
Sure did.
I've seen these bats fly around too, try to knock them down with a fishing pole, you know.
Do you ever see this insect around ponds? You know, it has this long, thin body, and sometimes it'll light on your fishing pole. You have to shake it.
Yeah, that's, well, we used to call them snake doctors.
Mm-hmm. Why did you call them that?
I don't know. They just snake doctors, all I ever heard them called. They long body and big wings.
Uh-huh.
They got another name for them, I guess, too.
You ever heard anybody call it a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, I've heard that, too. I don't know whether they catch in mosquitoes or not, but the best mosquito hawk we got is Martin's.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had one fella to tell me that you ought to kill all the snake doctors you saw, because if there was a sick or an injured snake around, they'd heal it. That's why you call it a snake doctor.
I never heard of that.
I hadn't either. He was the only person I'd heard it from, so I don't know whether to take his word for it or not. That sounded kind of far-fetched to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell you. That does sound like superstition.
Do you have any of these little old insects that are bad to burrow up under your skin and make it itch?
I don't know about that. We get lice on the cattle, and I've heard of crabs. People are not very clean. You get them sleeping in places like that, you know.
What about chiggers?
Got them too. Ticks and chiggers, we get plenty of them. There's some people come in here and bought a place out here one time, and they're out picking these blackberries, you know. They come in and they take care of them, putting them up and everything. They just kept itching, take a bath, still itch, went to the doctor.